بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي واحدة صلى الله عليه عشرا رواه مسلم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said, whoever recites durood sharif upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall bless him with 10 mercies. Inshallah, we will discuss the significance of durood sharif today. There are great virtues mentioned in the ahadith kitabs on durood sharif. Some ulama, Allama Sakhawi rahmatullah alayh, and many others have mentioned many of the virtues of durood sharif. Some of the virtues, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the reciter of durood sharif with his special mercy. So Allah's special mercy comes upon that person who recites durood sharif. Then the angels also make dua for that person. It is a means of acquiring forgiveness for one's sins. Durood sharif purifies one's actions. It elevates one's rank in the hereafter. In one riwayat is mentioned that the person will receive the reward of one qirat. What is the qirat? That amount of sawab equivalent to that of Mount Uhud. One who makes his entire dua, in other words, the whole dua is only durood sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice all his needs in this world and the hereafter. One who recites durood sharif, he is safe from the harms and dangers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's intercession becomes incumbent on the one who recites durood sharif. And he will acquire the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. He'll be safe from the wrath and anger of Allah ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, he will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will also be granted the water from the Hawd al-Kawthar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will present him with the Hawd al-Kawthar water. And he'll be saved from the thirst of the day of Qiyamah. He'll be granted freedom from Jahannam. He will cross Pul Sirat with ease. It also removes financial distress and poverty. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will be closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who recites more durood sharif, he'll be more closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will acquire closeness in the court of Allah ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a source of nur for the person. It's a means of acquiring victory against one's enemies. It removes hypocrisy from the heart. It creates love in the heart of people. So there are great virtues of durood sharif. In one hadith, Rasulullah SAW has mentioned, and we should remember this hadith. Man salla aliyya wahidatan, whoever recites just one durood upon me, Nabi Kareem SAW says, sallallahu alayhi ashra salawatin, Allah sends 10 mercies upon him. وَحُتَّتْ عَنْهُ عَشْرُ سَيِّئَاتٍ, and 10 of his sins will be forgiven. وَرُفِعَتْ لَهُ عَشْرُ دَرَجَاتٍ, and he will be elevated by 10 ranks. So just one durood sharif, and what is the significance? 10 mercies of Allah you are getting. Then 10 of your sins are forgiven, and your rank is elevated 10 times in Jannat. And therefore, in another hadith, Rasulullah said, if you read 10 times durood sharif, you get 100 of these blessings. And if you read 100 times, then 1,000. وَمَنْ زَادَ صَبَابَةً وَشَوْقًا كُنْتُ لَهُ شَفِيعًا وَشَهِيدًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and whoever recites more and more durood sharif with love and enthusiasm, I will intercede and testify for him on the day of Qiyamah. So we all require the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite durood sharif and we get the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man salla ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wahidatan sallallahu alayhi wa malaikatuhu 70 salatan. One durood you send upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one riwayat it is mentioned that Allah sends not 10 mercies but 70 mercies. And the angels make dua for him 70 times. As I mentioned, it is freedom from hypocrisy. It is emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. And such a person will be resurrected with the shuhada, the martyrs on the day of Qiyamah. Man salla alayya salatan wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashran, wa man salla alayya ashran sallallahu alayhi mi'atan, wa man salla alayhi mi'atan, whoever recites 100 durood sharif, kataballahu bayna aynihi bara'atan min al-nifaq, wa bara'atan min al-nar, wa askanahu allahu yawm al-qiyamati ma'a shuhada. Allah writes for him freedom from hypocrisy, freedom from the fire of Jahannam, and Allah raises him with the shuhada on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala, he says, Ya Rasulullah, inni ukthiru salata. I read a lot of Durood Sharif in my dua. Fakam aj'alu laka min salati. So I read a lot of Durood Sharif in my dua. How much of Durood Sharif should I read? Normally he reads a lot of Durood Sharif. Now he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I'm making dua, in dua we make dua for various things. So in my dua, how much of Durood Sharif should I read? Qala ma shi't. How much you wished. So, Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala asked, Ar-rub' should I read quarter of my dua, make quarter of my dua, Durood Sharif? Maybe something, qala ma shi't, whatever you wish. Fa'in zidta fahuwa khairul lak. More than quarter of your dua in Durood, it's better for you. So I said, Qultu anis, okay, half my dua, Durood Sharif only. Qala ma shi't. If you wish so, fa'in zidta fahuwa khairul lak. If more than half, it's better for you. Qultu fathuluthayn. He says, two-thirds of my dua then. Qala ma shi'ta fa'in zidta fahuwa khairul lak. If you read more than that, more than two-thirds of your entire dua is only Durood Sharif, it's better for you. Qultu aj'alu laka salati kullaha. So Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu says, my entire dua, Ya Rasulullah, will only be Durood Sharif. On this, look at the reply of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala, idhan yakfi hammak. وَيُكَفَّرْ لَكَ ذَنْبُكَ. You see, Rasulullah says that if you read Durood Sharif in your entire dua, it will remove your worries and distress, and it will be a means of all your sins forgiven. So these are great, great, great bounties and virtues to reciting Durood Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as mentioned by Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he is reported to have said, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. The one who will be most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah is that person who recited most Durood Sharif upon me. On a Friday especially, Rasulullah has exhorted us to recite, to increase our Durood upon him. Every single day we should be reciting Durood Sharif. But on a Friday, Rabbi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, أَكْثِرُ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. Increase your Durood upon me on the day of Qiyamah. Convey excessive durood upon me on the day of Qiyamah. فَإِنَّهُ أَتَانِي جِبْرِيلُ آنِفًا عَنْ رَبِّهِ تَعَالَى. Because Jibreel alayhi salam just came now to me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فقال, and he said, مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنْ مُسْلِمٍ يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً وَاحِدَةً إِلَّا صَلَّيْتُ أَنَا وَمَلَائِكَتِي عَلَيْهِ عَشْرًا. Because whoever recites durood upon you once, Allah says, I and my angels send blessings upon that person 10 times. So like this, there are so many other virtues of Durood Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. There is one dua for the fulfillment of 100 needs. 100 needs. As a Jabir radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah SAW said, Man salla alayya fi kulli yawmin mi'ata marra. Whatever durood. There are so many different types of Durood Sharif we can recite. As a Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi, in the 40 durood, what do we recite? 40 durood and salam. In there he has compiled from different ahadith books, from different ahadith kitabs. He has put all the words that come for durood, he's compiled it in one book form. He made it so easy for us. But whatever durood is easy for us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa nabil ummi, whatever is easy for us, we should recite. So, man salla alayya fi kulli yawmin mi'ata marra. Whoever recites durood sharif upon me every day 100 times, قَدَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِئَةَ حَاجَةٍ. Allah fulfills 100 of his needs, 70 مِنْهَا لِآخِرَتِهِ, 70 of which is for the hereafter, وَثَلَاثِينَ مِنْهَا لِدُنْيَا, and 30 of his needs of his dunya will be fulfilled. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. Again, it is Friday, we should keep our amal of Friday in mind. Surah Al-Kahf, Durood Sharif, and abundant dua before Maghrib. And there is a durood that we recite on a Friday after Asr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites on Friday after Asr, before standing up from his place, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima 80 times, then 80 of his sins are forgiven, or 80 years sins are forgiven, and 80 years ibadat is written for him. On a Friday we see the two boards put on the masjid after Asr. For those of us who don't know the durood, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of sacrifices for you and I, and we failed to send one durood upon him. Therefore in the hadith it is mentioned, very stern warning, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Bakhil, we talk about a kanjus, he's a miser. In the eyes of Rasulullah says, who's a miser? Al-Bakhilu man dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayhi. Al-Bakhil, a miser is that person in whose presence my name is taken, and he fails to send durood upon me. That is why you find our elders, the ulama, keep on telling us when we hear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam name, we should all say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the famous hadith that we hear in the month of Ramadan, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the mimbar, and took the first step, and he said Ameen, second step Ameen, third step Ameen. One of the steps when he just said, we took the first step, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen to that person, to the dua of Jibreel, when he said that if I mention Nabi Kareem's name is mentioned by that person and he fails to say send the root, may such a person be cursed. May such a person be cursed. The word in hadith, Raghima anfu rajulin. Anf means nose. May his nose be rubbed on dust. In other words, may he be disgraced. Woe be to such a person. My name is taken and he fails to send durood upon me. And the second person is the month of Ramadan comes and goes by and still he is not forgiven. And the third person that he has parents who are old and he does not serve them. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal on all these ahadith. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.